This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Here in Franklin, Kentucky, from the Mint Gaming Hall, right above the Circus Sportsbook. This is Live Bet Saturday. My name is Brad Taylor, and alongside Will Hill, we are here watching Major League Baseball and watching the NFL. We are halfway home here on this Live Bet Saturday. Couple hours in, couple hours to go. Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of Major League Baseball and a couple of bets that Will might be feeling pretty good about very soon. Dodgers, Brewers, 2-0. Bottom of the third here, under 2.5 was the number there the first three innings. Mizorowski's on the mound, two outs, and Ohtani is at the plate. Only Ohtani can bring this down right now, of course. MVP versus potential Cy Young winner. We will see who wins that battle right there. Brewers up 2-0 in the third inning. Red Sox up 1-0 on the Pirates, headed to the bottom of the third there. And that's another 2.5 run, first three total we're looking at there. Other scores, Diamondbacks up 3-2 on the Braves. We loved the Diamondbacks last night and tonight as road dogs. They're getting it done right now, it looks like. Astros and Mariners, this might be a scoring fest here in this one. Mariners up 4-2 right now on the Astros down in Houston in this one. Phillies and Lizardo, of course, they're up 1-0. Low-scoring game when Lizardo pitches. Phillies up 1-0 on the Twins right now. Guardians up 2-1 on the Padres. Reds, I know when Ke'Bryan Hayes hits a home run, I know I'm in trouble if I take the under. He's hitting 130-something this year. Yeah, great trade they made. They're up 4-3 on the Marlins here. And the Orioles still up 3-2 on the Rays, headed to the top of the seventh there in that one. And uh-oh. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jinx anything, Will, yeah. But I think you saw what I just saw. Let's get your thoughts on what you're watching in Major League Baseball right now.
Too late to jinx. Too late to jinx anything. Not only were we an out away from cashing, we were a strike away. And not only a strike away, an 0-2 count. Just blow one of those 105-mile-an-hour fastballs by Ohtani, and we're in good shape. But Ohtani gets the bat on the ball. Just a kind of a routine ground ball, but very well placed right over the first baseman's head. And with two outs and two strikes, the runner is running on the swing, and it turns into an RBI triple and a bad beat for your boy here. So it's 2-1. Freeman, I don't even care what happens going forward here, but Freeman hits a line drive and a nice play by the left fielder to get the out. But the horse is out of the barn, whatever the saying is. 2-1 Brewers. The first three goes over. So a tough beat there, a strike away from cashing, but it's not to be. So hopefully we can get Pirates Red Sox home. But, man, that's a tough one. A strike away from getting home with a man on first and you're not able to do it. I didn't see how the runner got on before that, but tough one. Tough one for your boy, and I'm sure you have a little satisfaction that you were not part of the carnage there.
No, I was part of it. That's one of the ones you gave. Other than the one that you won, the Orioles Rays earlier, I got all the other ones during the commercials because we didn't have time to do it during the first one. So all the other ones, I'm with you during these first three. So, yeah, I was not happy about that either. But the thing in sports betting, you know this, Will. You've been around the block just as many times as I have. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up. Or else if you don't get back up, well, you're a complete loser the whole time. But, yeah. Can you stand the rain, as New Edition taught us back in the day, before your time? Can you stand the rain? Because those losses will come. Can you handle it psychologically and emotionally and financially? Yeah, that's the key to all this a lot of times. We'll talk a lot about that, especially during football season. So, yeah, we Brewers now, end of three. Brewers 2-1 up there. And it looks like Sonny Gray, one out away from cashing that one. They're 1-0 now, bottom of the third, two down there. And Sonny Gray now doing that. Diamondbacks up big on the Braves now, 6-2. Trying to cash another ticket as a road dog. We hope that comes through. You said you had your doubts about Holmes with the Braves going in. Yeah, he's given up six earned in 2 2/3 so far. So, yeah, that's Major League Baseball in a nutshell for you right now as we are awaiting the kickoff for the Seattle Seahawks and the Dallas Cowboys. I hope the NFL Network, that's what we got on our TV in here, to watch this one. We hope that they're not just lollygagging for our purposes because, yeah, we're trying to watch this game. They're waiting for kickoff there. Of course, it's only 4 minutes past the hour. So what are we looking at now in these games coming up? Because we have more baseball games coming up later in the next hour. We will have the Royals and Angels, Rangers Athletics. We got to be a lot of hardcore gamblers to play those games. Of course, that's what we are here on VSiN. Anything else you're seeing at Major League Baseball that kind of floats your boat here, Will, in terms of these games going on right now?
No, but we did at least survive the first three under Red Sox and Pirates. 1-0 yep. after three. So it seemed easy. Hey, 1-0. We've been under 2.5. That was an easy winner. Boston had runners on second and third with one out the previous inning, where two chances where one base hit beats you. So look, you complain about the bad beats on one hand, and you're a strike away from winning and you don't, but you gotta be objective when it comes to betting, and you can't just cry about the bad beats and never acknowledge when you got a little bit fortunate. I wouldn't call the Pirates Red Sox game like a lucky win or anything, but those do balance out a little bit. So split those, lose some juice, and hopefully we can cash on the Cowboys here and get this game going and get back on the right track here.
And it does look like they're kicking off in Seattle. Seattle will be receiving the kickoff, and it looks like they're going to have a nice kickoff return. They're going to get it out to their own 43-yard line, it looks like. So we're off and racing up in the Great Northwest, where the 12th man is having a good time tonight. But yeah, you make a good point about the beats. And of course, it's human nature. Of course, we don't remember the lucky wins. That lucky win I got the other night with Arizona and Las Vegas going under that total, that was a 35-point game at halftime. How did that game stay under 41.5? It's a miracle. But yeah, a week from now, I won't even remember that. It's the ones that stay with you, the half-court shots, the games with Duke and Utah in 2015, where the teams are in the locker room and they bring them back out on the floor to shoot free throws with 0.5 seconds left to go over the point spread. Yeah, those are the ones you remember more than anything years and years down the line. It's not the miracle shots, I can promise you that. So we're underway in Seattle, and they had a penalty, so they're back on their own 20-yard line, and it is. Looks like they're going to make a running play here on first down, and it's a 3-yard gain, and the clock is ticking. Damn, that's week one football for you, as the Seattle Seahawks are now defending their Super Bowl championship. Here is Helani, who was kind of a big kind of strategic play down the end of last year when they were having some injuries with the running backs. He is your starting running back tonight, along with Drew Locke calling the signals here. So there you go. We're off and racing in Seattle. So, yeah, we're hoping the Cowboys, we took them in the points of the game. I went under the total for the full game, and we both, yeah. Will and I both, had the Cowboys in the first half. There's a complete pass, but for short yardage. So there you go. Minute into this one, Seattle already a third down. I already feel like we're in mid-season form for a college football Saturday, kind of talking about these plays and looking at the live betting lines, Will. Anything you're seeing right now in football or baseball that you'd like to maybe talk about some betting lines here?
Yeah, and you and I both took a point and a half with Dallas for the first half, so you don't like to not start with the ball. That's a sneaky little inside tip. If you ever go to a game, you can, if you're in person, you can sometimes get ahead of the lines where, hey, I know who gets the ball first. I'm going to bet him in the first half. I'm going to bet in the first quarter. I'm going to bet the other guys in the third quarter, in the second half. That's one where, hey, if you're going to a game, there are little edges that way, to get ahead. I can't remember, though, Brad, a Super Bowl champion being this slept on, being this under discussed, where, all right, they won, but we don't really trust Darnold. Last year was maybe kind of a fluke, and everyone likes the Rams or everyone likes these other teams. It's kind of bizarre here. It looks like we're getting a third and long penalty. So football is officially back once you get your first third and long penalty on kind of a bogus, if not a questionable pass interference there. I didn't like that call at all. But Seattle kind of getting slept on here, underlooked as a defending champion.
And it's not just Seattle. It's the other team in the Super Bowl, New England. They're also up there where you're at. I know you're a big under New England wins guy for the season back in the summer when they were going through issues, both on and off the field, of course. Both teams that made the Super Bowl last year, neither one of them are favorites to win their division this year. I dare say, I don't know if that's happened before. Maybe I'm missing something.
It's a great
point. To see both participants in the Super Bowl not be favorites to win their division the following year, and that just didn't happen in the last few weeks. That was from February on. They were not the favorites. Neither Seattle nor New England were favorites in their division after the Super Bowl last year. So, yeah, you talk about being slept on. It's never a good idea to bet on last year's Super Bowl loser. That's what history tells us. It's never a good thing. But I'm like you. How are we sleeping on Seattle? And I know the people love the Rams, especially Aaron Donald might be coming back at the defensive line. You know, they don't even care about draft picks. Let's just win now. How are they such big favorites? We haven't seen a favorite this big since the Chiefs back when they first started with Patrick Mahomes. Is that crazy talk to maybe want to fade the Rams, especially in this division against Seattle?
I don't think it's crazy. It's a tough division. They're a little top heavy, which anytime you're going to have that much talent in a sport where there's a salary cap and you just can't have, you can't stack your team. You got to have some weaknesses somewhere. I don't think it's crazy, but boy, that was a shaky call on that pass interference. I don't know what your view is with the TVs, but we had third and long here for Dallas. I don't know what you saw. I'd have to see a replay, and I saw it twice. That did not look like pass interference. That was very minimal contact. So the NFL is officially back the first time you get mad about a very shaky call. So we're officially back.
Well, the guy for Dallas was wearing number 21. So I guess the referee thought it was Deion Sanders, and he has something against Deion. So apparently that's what you're doing there. And it looks like Drew Lock is still himself, not being able to figure out what's going on a screen pass there. So it's second down, Seahawks just inside of midfield on the Cowboys side. But you make a good point with especially the coin toss and the first quarter. Maybe not so much the first half, but the first quarter. That is key because you're looking at one team getting two possessions and the other team getting one. Yeah, that makes a difference. First quarter especially. So, yeah, that's how we're hustling here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Watch the coin tosses, get to the games, and have them all brought up on your phone. So that's there you go. So, yeah, we're going to watch this football game and a ton of baseball going on. Let's try to cash some tickets here tonight as we are really getting back into this live bet Saturday. It's good to be back in the saddle here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From the Mint Gaming Hall here in Franklin, Kentucky, right above the Circus Sportsbook, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill. This is Live Bet Saturday as we're watching the NFL preseason and some Major League Baseball, and we have a red zone alert. The Seattle Seahawks are in the red zone. They are inside the 5-yard line. They're at the 4-yard line, second and goal, and the Seahawks run up the middle, and they get stuffed. So it'll be third and goal for the Seahawks, a time-consuming 6.5-minute drive so far. Good for the under players like us here in this one. So, you got anything from this so far? Because we haven't seen the Cowboys with the ball. Seattle now third and goal. About 7 minutes into this first quarter. It is 0-0. Still, we are covering that spread there, Will.
Yeah, it'd probably be easier if the refs just took the ball themselves and marched it right into the end zone, because we got a bogus pass interference call and then a pretty obvious intentional grounding on Drew Lock that was not called. But you know what? I'm just going to take a deep breath. These are all, I'm told, going to even out at the end. So hopefully we can hold them to a field goal. The pass on third down is complete for a touchdown. So not a great start for our Dallas bets, not a great start for the under bets, but 6-0, extra point pending. We do have a flag on the play, so we'll have to check that. Based on how this first drive has gone, I wouldn't imagine it's going to be against the Cowboys, because the Seahawks have gotten some fortunate calls here. So 6-0 as we speak. We'll see here. We'll sort out the penalty and the extra point. Yeah, they're still celebrating, so it looks like the touchdown is going to stand. It is Foster Jr. with the catch out of Michigan State, 2024 draft pick, as it looks like the penalty will be declined. What do you know? It's against Dallas, and extra point coming up here for the home team, who has gotten, again, a pretty, pretty friendly whistle here the first few minutes.
Biased? Maybe we are when it comes to this one here on this one, so, because we got the Cowboys plus the points here. Also, the other game going on in the NFL right now, Ravens at the 2-minute warning in the first half. Ravens up 7-0 on the Eagles. So it's not just John Harbaugh. It's the Ravens who cover all these point spreads in the preseason. Live betting line there, Ravens minus 7.5, total 27.5 there. And the live betting line for the Seahawks game now, Seattle minus 5.5, and that total now 40.5. I still would play the under there. I really, if I had not done it pre-flop, I still would play the under there. And if you're going to give me the 5.5, I'd still play Dallas there. But then again, yeah, it is the preseason, I guess. I don't know. So that's the NFL. But we also have Major League Baseball going on right now, and the Brewers are piling it on the Dodgers as we speak. Mizorowski is out for the bottom of the fourth. He's down, got two outs in the right now in the bottom of the fourth. But the Brewers, Willie Contreras hits a home run in the top of this inning, and the Brewers are now up 4-1 on the Dodgers. And we were talking about before this game, hey, when do you ever see the Dodgers as a home underdog? Well, guess what? Right now, they're a huge home underdog. Live betting line with a score 4-1. After four now, Mizorowski gets out of it. We're going to the top of the fifth. Brewers minus 720 and the Dodgers plus 554. That's on DK. Will, really, the Dodgers a home dog plus 544? Where do we sign up? But it is Mizorowski, right?
It's Mizorowski, and the Dodgers have not looked like the Dodgers for a while. Now, on one hand, they kind of go through this every year where, you know, some guys on the IL, some guys are just, you know, let's wake me up in the playoffs. There is some of that, but the Dodgers have had bullpen issues. Edwin Diaz has been very shaky, and they're starting to show a little age in the lineup. Mookie Betts is just not the same player. So on one hand, you're going to feel dumb if you pick somebody else to win the World Series or come out of the National League, and then it's the Dodgers. You say, man, what was I thinking? Why did I overthink it? But on the other hand, if they get eliminated, the signs were all there. This has just been a pretty shaky month or so for the Dodgers, but they're the Dodgers. They've got reinforcements coming. Scooble, traded for a couple weeks ago. Ohtani probably back pitching on the mound. Snell back. Glasnow coming back at some point. So they're still the most talented team, but that bullpen is an issue. It's just bet against them at your own risk.
You talked about that bullpen, especially with the Dodgers. Do you think they're going to the playoffs with Diaz closing out of these games? Because they can't do that. What are they going to do at the end of this bullpen, Will?
Probably go back to Sasaki unless I would guess they give Diaz a little bit more rope and say, hey, we've seen you be a dominant, like best top of the league closer before. If you can do it again, the job is yours. Let's give you another month to see what's going on coming off an injury. But right now, I'm with you. 3-2 game, big spot, bottom of the ninth. You have a one-run lead if you're the Dodgers. How you give the ball to Edwin Diaz, I have no idea. It's almost like a kicker in football where if your shortstop's in a slump, if your left fielder's in a slump, you know what? You throw him out there every day, and eventually he works his way through it. You can't do that with kickers. You can't do that with closers. So I think that's a very good question. And I think, look, they've got options. I mean, we saw them piece it together in Game 7 of the World Series. They're saying, you know what? Let's just throw every reliever we have known to man out there. Glasnow, Snell, Yamamoto on no rest. Sasaki was a factor for them in the playoffs, so they've got options, but I'm with you. Giving the ball to Diaz is a very dangerous idea here, and he's got to show something here to keep that closer job.
It's hard to imagine that the Dodgers miss Kenley Jansen. It's hard to fathom that they long for those days, you know, when we had Jensen at the end of that bullpen. Oh, we're okay now compared to what we have now with Edwin Diaz. That's the crazy thing. And that's why what you just talked about, the end of that bullpen, that's how the Dodgers might lose this thing and how they shouldn't be such a big favorite as long as they're get somebody at the end of that bullpen. Maybe they'll move a starter there. We'll see what happens with that one. Right now, top of the fifth. Brewers and Dodgers, 4-1 Brewers in that one. We're still 1-0, Red Sox, Pirates. D-backs still up to the Braves. Braves are a team that's between them and the Brewers right now. I feel like one of those two is really going to kind of blow this thing. Mariners are up 5-2 on the Astros. Lizardo and the Phillies up 2-0 now on the Twins. It felt like Lizardo at minus 135 or whatever he went off as, it felt like just too cheap going off. Phillies with the bases loaded right now. We're in the fifth in Cleveland. Guardians up 2-1 on the Padres. We're in the seventh in Cincinnati. Reds 4-3 over the Marlins. Let's hope that stays over. And in Tampa, Orioles 3-2 over the Rays. That's good news for you Yankees fans who still hold that hope that the Yankees might actually make a division title here. But then again, I don't want to open up the can of worms for the Yankees with this crowd we have on this show tonight. So your thoughts right now on baseball before we get back to what's going on in Seattle here as we see the Cowboys with a third down here, Will.
Yeah, just kind of taking it all in. Baltimore, like you said, up 3-2 over Tampa. That's a big game for the wild card race. We've got a potential 5-team tie for the final wild card spot between the Orioles, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, the Twins, and the Texas Rangers, which, man, I can't remember. And it probably goes to show you know what? We probably went too far with the wild card spots. I thought it was just fine having two each in each league. And you know what? They play to the death, one game winner take all. We don't need these teams 3-4 games under 500 in contention, but it does make for an exciting race. So if Tampa does not come back and rally here, we're going to have a 5-way tie there for that wild card in Tampa, trying to hang on in the AL East. And then Boston up 1-0 on Pittsburgh. They have not played well. That's a well-pitched game there. Not surprised with Jared Jones and Sonny Gray. You mentioned Arizona, Atlanta, Seattle up 5-2 on Houston. Seattle's season is just slipping away at a very rapid race. But you know, Houston and Texas, these are teams that cannot not be caught. I mean, these are teams that are very vulnerable. So it's fun. I know once football starts, we're all football all the time, but these baseball races are very exciting and a lot of fun. And you know, once you get to September, October with football and playoff races and eventually playoff baseball, it's just it's a great time of the year once everything blends.
Once we get to the playoffs, baseball still has its place in my book. It always will, especially October. It's one thing for football to dominate September, but once we get to October, I love those, especially the nighttime, the Friday nights, the Thursday night baseball games. Some sure. American League teams right now, though, you see some plus money on these guys. Rangers plus 205, Tigers plus 210, Guardians plus 265. That's just to make the playoffs. Is there anybody real quick, Will, at plus money that you would see in the American League say, hey, I really like this team at plus money to make these playoffs?
Yeah, these books will let you play what seed will be, you know, which team. The sixth seed is wide open in the American League. I keep thinking it's going to be the Tigers, but this has not been a good weekend for them. They had the White Sox in their building where, you know what, if you sweep, you're in first place. It's gone the other way. They lose Friday. They lose again on Saturday. And this is almost a must win on Sunday, at least in terms of the division. Detroit would be the team, but man, you look at the run differential, there's a lot of reasons to like him, but it's just been a weird year for the Tigers. But that would be the one, but I guess it's anybody's guess. When you're talking about all these teams that are 3, 4, 5 games under 500, it's really hard to pick one out of the bunch.
Yeah, the Tigers run differential, that's amazing to me, but that's baseball. Week 0 of college football is almost here. And with the NFL regular season right behind it, now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Join VSiN Pro today and get instant access to both our college football and NFL betting guides, packed with previews, power ratings, betting systems, and the best bets from top analysts here at VSiN. And that's just the start. You'll also get daily best bets from the hosts and guests, betting splits, prop tools, and plus a 24/7 video VSiN Watch app. Start today for just $9.99 or save 50%. VSiN Pro annual subscription, VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Here in Franklin, Kentucky, at the Mint Gaming Hall, right above the Circa Sportsbook, this is Live Bet Saturday. I am Brad Taylor. That is Will Hill, and we are taking you through yet another day of Major League Baseball and the NFL. As we are hustling here on this Saturday, we do see that the first game, we'll talk NFL here for a second, and we are at halftime in Baltimore, 7-0. The Ravens are ahead. Of course, they always are the preseason, it feels like. Live betting line there, -6.5 for the Ravens, -24.5 is your total. So that's another sign for a low total there. Seahawks up on the Cowboys. It is Cowboys ball now. But the Seahawks up 7-0 in this one. 4:57 remaining in the first quarter. Live betting line there. Seahawks -6.5. Total 38.5. So we're kind of right back where we started. But looking at the line score, something that Will Hill, that I would usually disregard at him just being biased, well, he might actually be right on something here. Penalties in this game. Seahawks, 1 penalty for 10 yards. Cowboys, 4 penalties, 49 yards. They're rigged. This game is rigged. They're all against us, Will. Do you agree?
I don't think it's rigged. I think it's incompetence. It's the old line from Casino. When the guy hits jackpot after jackpot, he goes, you're either in on it or too incompetent to know the difference. Either way, you're fired. But there was a long pass interference with minimal contact that was called against the Cowboys. And then there was a clear, pretty much, you know, in my opinion, clear grounding that should have been called against the Seahawks. That was not, but we move on. I've been told they even out, and you know what? Nobody likes a complainer, so we're just going to move on and try to stick one in here. Dallas who did receive the punt. I think they got called for a hold. Surprise, surprise on the return. So it has not gone well here with the whistle, but you and I got Cowboys plus the points in the first half, plus 1.5. So let's see here if we can stick one in the end zone and we can quit our belly aching here and get even here as we have a nice little drive start. A little screen pass goes for about 15 yards. So we get some of that penalty yardage back and we're maybe back in business here, Brad.
First of all, complaining is always welcome on this show. I'll never have a problem with that. Second of all, any reference to the 1995 classic Casino, that's a point for you in my book, Will Hill. So good for you. And yes, I'll ask for that $10,000 marker anytime here with Sharon Stone out in the car, the trailer waiting for me to come pick her up. So there you go. That's what's going on in the NFL right now as the Cowboys howling now.
What is it? Is it the milk fed veal that Joe Pesci's talking about in the car? Is that what it is?
I think so. Yes, I think so. I think you're absolutely right there on that one. Now you're going to have to maybe go back.
That's
I haven't watched
the
it
only
for a
part
while
of that
now,
scene we can discuss,
but I love that movie. Yeah, it's anything with Don Rickles in it. That's top shelf in my book. That's as good as it. I saw him live twice. Never laughed harder in my life. That's another story for another day. But both games now right now 7-0. Cowboys trying to get something on the Seahawks, but yeah, the referees are against them. That's what a lot of people that bet against them all, that bet on that are losing bets always blame the referees. Let's get back to Major League Baseball a little bit too. Brewers and Dodgers now. Looky here. The Dodgers have the bases loaded here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Mizorowski's still out there. He's given up 5 hits, only 3 strikeouts in this game tonight. And not only the bases loaded here, Shohei is up, Will. Is this a spot maybe that the Dodgers getting 5-1 odds as a home favorite just a minute ago might have some value here with Shohei up and the bases loaded?
I don't mind it, honestly. I'm not going to bet it, but I can understand that. You know what? Sometimes we don't bet these, and I don't bet. Like, we all have our different styles of betting. I don't bet these teams a lot that are way down, and you take the fat money lines because it never feels like you're getting a fair bang for your buck. But sometimes you look back, like the Dodgers are down 4 or 5 runs. They rally to win, and they get a big plus price, and you're thinking, man, where was I on that? Why didn't I bet that? But I probably should bet these more than I have, but haven't been paying attention, but I could certainly understand taking a shot at the plus price when you have a team as explosive as the Dodgers, even though you know, recently they have not seemed like the Dodgers. Betts has showed his age. Tucker has been a disappointment in terms of the contract, but I could certainly understand taking a shot at the price. By the way, we do get a first down here in Dallas, and we get a flag. Now, this is a clear penalty, so you know maybe we're starting to even this out, but that's pass interference. They call it, so it'll be Cowboys ball, 1st and 10 at about their own 45, down 7-0 as they're a couple yards shy of midfield in first quarter, 3:30 left. Running back takes the handoff. I think that's Blue. The kid from Texas gets about 3 yards. So you and I are sweating this Cowboys plus 1.5 here. I would love to get in the end zone here and pay this drive off and come away with some points here. But long way to go. But when you bet these first halves, there's not that many possessions to deal with, Brad.
Absolutely. That's why, like you were talking about, whoever wins the coin toss in the first quarter, that's huge. One to really look at there. So, yeah, that's one that we're looking at. So, yeah, we're still watching these football games, and the Cowboys are at midfield now. That's the power of VSiN. I think somebody from the NFL league office heard, hey, the VSiN guys are talking about the difference in penalties. We need to get some penalties on Seattle now, too. The power of VSiN, Will. So good job by you getting us a fair shot here in this game. Cowboys 3rd down and 8 now. They're at midfield going in for the Seahawks here. And we are still sitting now. Freeman is up with these same bases loaded here in L.A. It's 4-1 Brewers. Can Mizorowski get out of this one? He just struck out one guy. Can he strike out another one to make this one? Red Sox up on the Pirates, still 1-0. A lot of these games haven't had a lot of scoring in the last 30 to 45 minutes here. D-backs still up on the Braves, 6-2. Mariners up 5-2 on the Astros, middle of the fifth. Phillies have really blown it out on the Twins. They're up 8-0 now, top of the sixth. Guardians up 4-1 on the Padres in the fifth. We are in the middle of the seventh in Cincinnati. Our under is still hanging tough. Reds 4-3 over the Marlins there. And top of the ninth in Tampa, Baltimore up 3-2 on the Rays. I heard you yelling about something, Will. I assume it's a Dallas Cowboys first down is what it looks like here. What's going on in your world over there?
I don't think that was a yell. I was gesturing. I like to play referee at home while we're doing these shows. First down. That's a first down, 3rd and 6. We get a completion. And now we've got a little time to throw, but the quarterback is going to take off, run, and get 5 or 6 yards. So a nice little drive. You would think, you would hope, at least, Brad, we can come away with a field goal in this drive. We started out deep on our own territory. I love how you and I are the Cowboys now that we have money on them for this first half. But we've matriculated the ball down the field. A little under a minute left in the half. It's 2nd and 4. But we are, with Aubrey, I mean, you're pretty much like on the fringe of field goal range. So hopefully the Cowboys can come away with some points. I would prefer 7 to 3, but Cowboys on the fringe here. Well, inside the 35, the Cowboys are firmly, I would say, in field goal range.
If we could just get that Jimmy Johnson hair, boy, that you talk about, now we're doing something. Cowboys running up the middle there. It is now, that's about a 1 yard gain. It looks like it's going to be a 3rd down. It looks like the last play of the first quarter here, as the Cowboys will be facing a 3rd and 3 on the Seahawks 32-yard line. It looks like that'll be the last play of the first quarter. So thankfully we didn't play the first quarter of this. We played the first half. So we are watching this game as it goes on. Oh, maybe they're going to try to snap it before the end of the first quarter. Or just maybe they're fooling us and trying to get somebody to jump off sides, which is what it's doing. Yeah, see, I'm not in mid-season form, Will. I didn't see the old trying to get them to jump off sides trick there, as they're going to go, that is the end of the quarter, and it is 7-0 Seahawks there. And we are still 7-0 at halftime. Ravens, and go ahead.
No, I mean, if you're watching the game on NFL Network, and we encourage you to just have the multi-screens go and use us as one of your screens while you watch the games. It's a fun way to watch the games. I've done it. You know, I'm not doing these shows. I listen to the other shows and watch the games because I don't really like listening to the announcers. For the most part, they don't provide much. They have decimal points, which you see all the time, Brad, in basketball. It's not unusual in basketball. You get to the final 5 seconds and, all right, 5.2, 4.7. In football, you don't see like the 6.8 seconds left. But for whatever reason, this telecast, and I think it's the home telecast for the Seahawks, they're using decimal points with the seconds, which kind of throws everyone for a loop. But we are at the end of the first quarter. Seattle 7, I should say ref 7. Cowboys nothing, but Cowboys looking to even things up here.
That is a great comment from a man who is on the wrong side currently of this. We're on the wrong side of the penalties, too. So, yeah, I'm with you, Will. So there you go. Freeman goes down, and the Dodgers are out in the bottom of the 5th. We are now headed to the top of the 6th. Brewers still up 4-1 in this one. And, yes, Mizorowski somehow survived. He struck out 5 now in 5 innings. We will see how much longer he goes. 80 pitches now. So you don't figure he's going to go more than possibly one more inning. I don't think he's going into the 7th in this one. And we'll see how many strikeouts Mizorowski gets as we're going. Otherwise, we're just watching a lot of baseball, and the football games are kind of at a break right now. So, yeah, we're watching the Diamondbacks looking great as road dogs. I was really happy about them. And the Phillies up big on the Twins. So those are the games we're watching, as well as the Pirates. Now they have 2 on against Sonny Gray. He's piled up the pitches. But now 2 on in the bottom of the 5th. Pirates might be a spot right here to find them as a home dog. So there you go. That's the Major League Baseball updates and the NFL updates. We'll keep an eye on that Cowboys game as we're coming in to the beginning of the second quarter coming up. We are at Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN. Will Hill and I are really getting back into the swing of things, watching the NFL preseason and just hoping that week 0 gets here a lot sooner. We thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to keep an eye on these live betting lines in Major League Baseball and the NFL. That's all coming up around the corner right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From Franklin, Kentucky, here at the Mint Gaming Hall, right above the Circus Sportsbook, I am Brad Taylor along with Will Hill. It is Live Bet Saturday as we are watching the NFL, and we just had a score in Baltimore. It is now 10-0. The Ravens are up on the Eagles in this one, and the live betting line in this one, Ravens -7.5. Total 25.5, so that looks good for the under in that one. But the Cowboys looks like they're lining up for what looks to be a field goal. So we will see if the Cowboys can get their field goal. Hopefully it's that it's their good kicker, not some guy off the streets. And so we'll see how that field goal, and it's up and it's good. It is now 7-3. Seattle is over Dallas.
Anybody should be able to make this one.
I think I could make, I don't know. I don't know at this point. 10 years ago, I could have made it. I don't know now, Will. 7-3 Seahawks now in this one. 11-14 to go in the second quarter. Total 36.5. So the desert's telling you, yeah, this might be a little bit, the under might be a good shot. Dallas now only a 3.5-point underdog on the live betting line here, Will. We have money. I took Dallas at 3 before the game started pre-flop earlier today, and we both took them, getting 1.5 earlier this evening. How do we feel now that Dallas took the 3 instead of going for it on 4th down there inside the red zone for Seattle?
Yeah, 4th and 7, can't complain. Looked like they had a shot on 3rd and 7. There was a blitz. There was an open receiver, but the quarterback, I think it's Howell's in for Dallas right now, threw it behind the receiver. Yeah. And I mean, look, that's what you get when you sign up for betting preseason. It's not Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen out there. It's a bunch of backups. It's a bunch of, you know, when you're handicapping these games, wow, this guy's still in the league. Nick Mullins is still in the league. Bailey Zappi's still in the league. There's a lot of that. Case Keenum, wow, he's still around. There's a lot of that when you handicap the NFL preseason. But we'll take our 3. And you know what? Getting the 1.5, that 3 is useful, because if we can get a stop and get a field goal, 7 minus 6 is 1. We would be inside the number. So all we need now is a stop and a field goal. So we would have liked the 7, but that's not a completely useless trip down the field. We were in our own end. We overcame the penalty on the punt, and now we're just a stop and a 3 away from being inside the number. So hopefully, you know, get a 3 and out, get a turnover, and we can turn this thing around and go to the window, Brad.
I agree with that. That's a good way to think about this. And the baseball games right now, we still have Orioles and Rays. Bottom of the ninth now. Kittredge is on to close this thing out for the Orioles, but there are 2 on and 2 out for the Rays. And we'll see if they can pull off, at least get this thing to extra innings. 1st and 3rd for the Rays with 2 outs in Tampa. Orioles up 3-2. I know the Yankees fans are rooting for this game to end with the Orioles up. Reds still up 4-3. Bottom of 7 now in Cincinnati on the Marlins. Guardians up 4-1 still on the Padres. Bottom of the 6th. Phillies up 8-0 on the Twins, bottom of 6. Lizardo's still out there. He might be your pitcher of the night right now, even though he has given up 6 hits. He has 7 Ks. Mariners up 5-2 on the Astros. Diamondbacks still up 6-2 on the Braves. Red Sox get through a bases-loaded jam on the Pirates. They're still up 1-0 in Pittsburgh at the end of 5. And, yes, we are at the bottom of the 6th in L.A., and Mizorowski still trotting out there. He is up 4-1 on the Dodgers here in this one. Bottom of the 6th as we're sitting in Chavez Ravine. Anything you're noticing in baseball right now, Will?
Let's just keep an eye here on Tampa, Baltimore. This is a big game right now. Like I mentioned, Baltimore, yep, despite the record, you look at the win-loss record, 4 games under, they're probably out of it. They're right there for the final wild card spot, and they would be tied for a playoff spot if they can get this final out. And the Rays, you know, trying to hold on in the American League East, a nice, you know, pretty comfortable 5 or so game lead, but the first pitch from Kittredge, the former Ray, is down. Boy, he's got a long, I could never grow a beard that long. That is a long beard from Kittredge. But the 1-0 swung on and missed. Caminero at the plate. Boy, if you got Baltimore on the money line or whatever, that's a dangerous guy to have at the plate. But he throws him a pretty good 1-0 breaking ball. So we'll stay with this game here. 1-1 count. Baltimore up 3-2. 1st and 3rd, 2 outs, so the game is on the line. A double or more would win it for the Rays. An out obviously wins it for Baltimore. The 1-1 is low, so the drama is building here. Big game here in the American League East.
Caminero, 35 home runs this year. If we threw our guy from Houston out of it, Alvarez, Caminero, he might be your MVP, right?
Well, there's a lot of might be's in life, and yes, that would be one of them. Our guy Ben Rice, who we got at 150-1, was a contender for a while. I saw Dylan Dingler from the Tigers has surpassed him in the odds, but yeah, Caminero's had a hell of a year. Yeah. But that's why it's tough. You take a shot on these long shot tickets. It's one thing to get ahead of the number and have the right idea. It's another to actually close it out and win the bet. So the 2-1 pitch is fouled off. It's now 2-2. The pitch, is swung on. A weak ground ball. This is going to be a tough play. The third baseman boots it. We are all tied up. Caminero might have beat it out anyway. The third baseman, I think if he fielded it cleanly, would have had a shot. It would have been very close. But it's Orioles 3, Rays 3, 2 on, 2 out. So a comeback here, and Caminero is fired up. So he may have beaten that out anyway, but it was hit hard enough. I think Baltimore would have had a play if they fielded it cleanly. Tough play. It wasn't made, so we'll see here. But we are probably, barring a base hit, headed for extras. You tell me, if he fields it cleanly, is he safe or out?
It looks like he's going to be out, but I will say this. Live betting line now.
You're probably right.
Rays minus 143, Orioles plus 143 on the live betting line. So, yes, the fact that the Rays are up says something, but we do see Fortes is coming up now for the Rays with two on, and now he is out. We are going to extras. It is now in the extra innings, and the Orioles and Rays are tied at 3 on the Caminero holy roller. Ken Stabler would have been proud of that one against the Chargers from back in the day. So, yeah, Caminero gets the run home somehow, some way, and we are tied going to extras in Tampa, Orioles and Rays, and the live betting line there after we go to extras, Rays minus 113, Orioles plus 110. So there you go. They're basically telling you this is a toss-up here too in that one. So we've got live baseball going on right now. I do want to ask you one question, Will, before we kind of get to a break. I love my college football, and I'm here in the SEC. And, yeah, I know Georgia and Texas, they are the two big teams here in the SEC. But I was wondering maybe if you had a win total for the SEC that we could discuss, because I've seen a lot of people who have taken certain teams and certain places and overs and unders and things. Visa Live Betting Guide is really good for stuff like that. Here in the SEC, I'm in SEC country. What's your best bet, win total SEC this year? Do you have one?
I'm high on Georgia. I like them for the SEC. I'll go Oklahoma, 7.5. You got to pay some juice. I know the schedule's tough, but they might have a top five defense in the country. They've got a quarterback. I know he didn't play well the second half of the season, but he was dealing with a broken hand or broken fingers. He was compromised. To me, Oklahoma, when you got a first round quarterback and you got a top five defense, I don't care what your schedule is. You should be able to get to 8-4. I think Oklahoma can get to 8-4. I think they're alive to go back to the playoff. I like Oklahoma. I think that 7.5 is a little low. So I'll go Oklahoma. Give me the Sooners here to go over 7.5, Brad.
Now, if you're an old school handicapper like I am from way back, what would you look at in the summertime to kind of look at how to handicap these college football teams? You'd always look at returning starters. Of course, that's not really a big thing anymore. But also returning coaches. And Oklahoma is one of, I think, only 12 teams in the country to have their head coach coming back, both coordinators coming back, and their quarterback coming back. So that's one thing to kind of look at if you're kind of into that kind of thing. Oklahoma, Georgia is another one in the SEC to look at, too. By the way, I'm going to endear you to the Big Blue Nation, Will. 4.5 wins, over or under, for the Wildcats this year.
I think they can get over. I think top of my head, swing games, South Carolina, Missouri, you can get one of those, you might be in good shape. I think they're going to be pretty fun on offense. I know the schedule is tough, but Will Stein, a pretty highly respected offensive mind. You might have a quarterback or a running back you got from Texas who was highly touted, just wasn't healthy. Baxter, I think they get to 5-6 wins. So I lean towards under, but I'm going to go over on Kentucky. I think despite the schedule, they have enough talent offensively to get to the over. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree because I got a lot of juice on the under. And if you look at the look ahead lines, they're not going to be favored other than the two cupcake games. They're not going to be favored all year. And I know that's not the way to look at this, but yeah, I feel like I'm the only person in the entire state that's going under. But hey, when you got 20 leagues, you got one mission. Just win bets, baby. That's your premier source for daily sports betting picks. They break down the data so you can bet with confidence across the entire sports calendar. Scan the QR code or visit justwinbetsbaby.com today and start betting smarter with Just Win Bets Baby. The name says it all. Just Win Bets Baby. Coming up after the break, it'll be the top of the hour. Angelo Maglioka, the Major League Baseball analyst for Sportsline. He will tell us what to do about the Yankees. He will try to calm Will Hill down. He and all the Yankee fans, and apparently we have on this show coming up. That's all coming up top of the hour next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.